we were best of mates, but also sibling rivals, and we'd fight for the bathroom on a Friday night and things like that. Graham had just got the details through for his house, and I can remember, instead of us shouting at each other, fighting for the bathroom, he was sat on my bed showing me the details of his house and asking me when I'd be going with him to take a look at it. He was just so happy. He just had everything to live for. The Saturday morning, they actually got the letter through from the estate agents that they could go and sign for the house, and Sandra, his fiancé, had pleaded with him not to go so that they could go and sign for the house. And Graham just laughed at her and said, "Come on, Sam, it's the semi-final. We'll sign on Monday." The last I saw of him was the Saturday morning. I didn't even know it was semi-final day, but because I was up early, I opened the fridge door and there were butties in the fridge, and my dad always made a carry-out for Graham, and so I knew Liverpool were playing away. That was... if there weren't butties in the fridge on a Saturday, then probably Liverpool were playing at home, because Graham went to watch home and away. I went and woke him up and asked, did he want a cup of coffee? But he just asked me what the time was and said it was too early. He didn't need to be up that early. And so I just made myself a drink, went off on my training course, and little did I know what was going to happen. Our world fell apart that day, just like 95 other families. We've heard revelations that the families have needed to hear. Sadly, it's too late for quite a few family members, people who've meant a lot to us, people within the group who've been figures that have been strong characters who've kept us going and now no longer with us. And a lot of the families are grieving for more than just their loved one of the 96. You know, there's quite a few families who've lost parents now, who've lost siblings and other family members, you know, grandparents. They didn't get to know that the truth was eventually going to come out.